Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Narcosis.
Veronica!
I'm heading into the cave.
Oh, this is insane, Billy.
Do you want me to leave her?
No!
Then I'm going in. Are you hearing that? Or is it just the nitrogen poisoning messing with my head?
No, I can hear it.
I don't think it's knocking. Too rhythmic in its repetition. Let's not think about what it is.
Her heart rate is stable, but she's not moving. She must have hit her head.
Yeah, something hit her head all right. I'm in a first main chamber and it's piled high with boulders. Looks like half the cave collapsed.
She's right below you.
I can't see the tunnel entrance, it's covered.
Of course.
I can't get a single damn rock to budge.
Are there any other tunnels?
A few tunnels up above.
In all likelihood, those tunnels won't wrap around. They'll keep pointing you upwards. Just keep looking.
There's one lower tunnel in the far wall of the cave. That's my best bet. Where's the support team?
I'm not getting a signal from them. Sorry.
Do you think they blew themselves to pieces?
Let's hope not.
Damn, it's all so bizarre.
Strange doesn't begin to explain this.
How do you explain what's going on?
I don't. I pay attention and I keep moving. Just focus on the task at hand. Find Veronica. Get her out of there. We'll contemplate this later.
Tunnel's splitting in two. I'm keeping right. Should hopefully get me closer to her.
Hear us, we're in trouble.
Simon?
Stay away, pay attention.
Hello? Simon?
Hear us?
Simon, do you hear me? Simon, do you read me?
At least we know they're still down here. There's that sound again. What the hell could it be?
Stay away. Our cave has hostiles. Do you read me?
We're on our own, man.
Yeah, seems so. Shit. I'll send whatever got beneath us.
Anything starts clawing their way through the rubble, they get a torpedo in their face. Don't worry about that.
Well, in the meantime, my tank's down to 5%. We need a way out of here.
Whatever happened to the tunnel we came through?
Same thing as the one you just blew to shit. These spiny bastards close in around us.
Well, let's keep blowing our way out.
Stand down. It's too tight in here. You fire that off and you'll fry both of us.
Then what's the plan?
We gotta backtrack.
Am I hearing you right? Back down the tunnel we just exploded?
You got a better idea?
Screw me.
Just keep it together. Whatever's over there is coming for us either way. I say we make the first move.
Hold on.
One.
Look above us. That's the membrane shit I was telling you about.
But that was a whole different tunnel. How the hell is...
It's the air pocket I told you about. Holy shit. We're saved.
This is impossible.
Either it's real, or we died and went to heaven.
Yeah, or the other place.
What the hell happened? Hello?
Veronica!
Hey. Hi, Alice.
Are you okay? You don't sound okay.
I'm still on the dive.
Did you find my mom?
I can give you the full update once I'm back, okay?
Okay.
Wait, what's that?
I'm at the resort and everyone is freaking out here.
What do you mean?
I don't know what's happening. They're all just shouting and racing around like something bad happened.
Where's your father?
I haven't seen him. My Aunt Lois was watching me, but when everyone started freaking out, she brought me into her office. I've been trying to call you.
Do me a favor, Alice. Have your dad or Aunt Lois call me back on this line when you see them, okay?
Okay.
And don't be nervous. It's gonna be okay.
Did something happen in the cave?
What?
I think that's why everyone is freaking out here.
I don't understand.
What else could it be? Did you see the Queen?
No. I didn't see the Queen. I need to go.
Okay.
Have your father or aunt call me.
I will.
Veronica? Veronica, do you read me?
Hey.
Holy shit, what happened? We lost you for a while.
I was swimming out with Sophia and the cave collapsed. Rock must have hit me on the head when I was escaping into the lower tunnel.
What's in there with you?
What?
Before you went dark, you said something like, I'm not alone in here.
Did I?
Billy's looking for you as you speak. Billy, you there?
I'm trying, but these caves are a nightmare.
You shouldn't have let him dive in his condition.
She tried her best to stop me.
Wait, I think I see you coming.
That's me.
It's good to see you.
I know the way out.
Okay, clip on to Sophia.
Right this way.
Great work. Now get the hell out of there.
We got lucky. I thought you were crushed or stuck under those boulders.
Any sign of Macklin or his team?
Not since the explosion. We got one broken message from them, but it was too hard to make out.
Their tanks have to be nearly out.
Sanaa's right. We're in no shape for any more of this.
Guys, the Coast Guard won't get down here in time. We can't leave them.
This cave is like the mouth into hell. I'm grateful I found you in one piece.
Let's see if we can find them on the way out. I believe they'd do the same for us.
All right.
Okay. They're not far. Somewhere above you. I can see their position. But their comms link hasn't come back online. I'll keep trying.
Tunnel is pointing sharply downwards.
Hang on. Something isn't right. I just came down this way from above.
It's easy to get spun around down here, Billy.
No, I'm telling you, I entered a side tunnel from the main chamber and it was consistently descending. I split off when it branched once, but I never ascended. I'm not confused.
I don't see another way.
This is bad.
We need to keep going, Billy.
This is all wrong. The tunnel never got this wide.
Billy, your heart rate is spiking.
Something is really wrong.
We're in a chamber.
This wasn't here.
Is it the same chamber that collapsed on you?
No. It's bigger. Can't see where it ends. Lights don't extend far enough. Might be a larger tunnel entrance? Wait.
What?
There's a body in the corner.
That's not a body, that's a thing.
What kind of thing?
Could be a squid? It's swimming out.
Let's head back into the tunnel.
Good idea. But no.
Guys, please report.
Maybe I'm just not seeing it?
I'm not seeing it either.
Not seeing what?
The tunnel we just came through vanished.
Are we hallucinating together?
I hope so.
Okay, so where's that thing now?
It's crawling over the ground. Getting closer. It's one of the other divers. Hey, why aren't you on the comms, mate? Hello?
No, they're not behaving right.
It's the bulky guy, Benitez.
Get back, Billy. Something's wrong with him.
What's happening?
Just give us a second, Senna. Billy, your harpoon gun.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Hey, back off, mate. We're warning you.
Come on.
Now, Billy!
No. No way.
Oh, no!
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God!
Do you ever wonder who's looking over your shoulder when you're exploring the web? Do you want to keep tracking cookies, curious websites, and your internet service provider from sniffing out too much about your browsing activity? What about gaining the ability to virtually travel to different parts of the world and reshape your internet experience? Well, enter NordVPN. NordVPN protects your internet privacy and lets you go borderless. You can experience sporting events and entertainment that aren't available in your region. When you're on the go, NordVPN protects your data while accessing public Wi-Fi, and in tandem with the Nord Threat Protection Service, protects you from malicious downloads, viruses, and phishing sites. Best of all, this protection is laser fast, so avoid buffering and lagging while streaming or gaming, and stop your ISP from bandwidth throttling. If you've never used a VPN before, you may be surprised how much your internet experience is shaped by what country of origin you're believed to be from. I've actually had quite a bit of fun using NordVPN as a learning tool with my kids. We change around our virtual location, go to different countries, revisit familiar websites from a new country of origin, and see how things are different. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, your NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices. So why wait? Get the best discount off your NordVPN plan by going to nordvpn.com/undertow. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/undertow.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Betty? Veronica? Please, tell me you're still alive.
We are, Veronica just got finished. Whatever. Oh, no. I'm gonna throw up.
Benitez was infected by some kind of parasite, I think. Spines are coming out of his mouth.
Spines?
Like sea urchins. Yes. Oh, Jesus.
What?
Alice is calling me.
Don't answer.
Wait! The Coast Guard hasn't responded to my distress calls. I don't know what's going on. Maybe someone on island can send help.
Got it. Hi. Hello?
Veronica? I'm scared.
Alice? I need you to call—
It's getting worse.
Wait, what do you mean?
The guests are all acting crazy, even breaking stuff.
What are you doing in my office?
You told me to wait for you here.
I did not.
You said it was crazy. That you needed to deal with the guests.
It is crazy. People are flipping out and I can't seem to understand what the hell is going on. Everyone is missing their treatments. It's unacceptable. Ever since your father sent those outsiders to look for your mother, you should have never brought them onto Sinclair.
Veronica isn't an outsider.
What do you know about her? She left.
Veronica wants to talk to you.
Talk to me?
I have her on the phone right now.
I have nothing to say to her. Come with me.
Aunt Lois, you have...
I said come with me right now.
Oh, you're hurting me.
What the?
What just happened?
We're on our own down here.
You still have a chance of retrieving the support team. The beacons are right on top of you. Do you see a tunnel up or down?
Now that you say that, there's a kind of green glowing coming from above us. Checking it out. More twisted weirdness.
What is it?
A sticky membrane, almost like an egg sac. I can stick my hand.
Billy? Billy?
Wow. It's beautiful in here.
I'm going to follow him. Seems to be interfering with the comms. Give me 5 minutes, don't panic.
Please, please, V. I've got no one else to send for rescue.
I'll be careful. Veronica out.
Veronica, let me help you out of the water.
What the... Billy, what are you doing without your mask on?
Conserving oxygen. It's an air pocket.
No, that... That can't be. We're too deep.
We're either hallucinating or experiencing something new to humanity. I'm just hoping we're not dead.
Whatever this membrane is, it's holding back 150 psi of pressure.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Here, I'll hold Sophia's tether.
Thanks. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Look who it is, the people who almost brought this cave down around us.
Yeah, if you saw the things we saw, you'd have tried to blow this place to shit as well.
Like your friend the urchin man.
Benitez? You saw him?
We came here to rescue you.
Wait, did you see Benitez?
He's dead. He wasn't human anymore. He was floating towards us through the water like the way you'd see a ghost in a movie. His suit was in shreds and urchin spines were all through him like porcupine quills.
Jesus.
Shit.
Well, you found your friend. Who will they send for your bodies?
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my two wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I'm hoping to open up the conversation about balancing careers and family. The one thing I constantly hear successful people say, without fail, is that they wish they'd spent more time with their kids. That's time no one can get back. So I decided to create Business Dad, to engage in the conversation about how we're spending our time now, providing a forum for successful dads to share their joys and challenges of being a working parent. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rain Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier. And while this podcast will talk about business and will definitely be featuring dads, I think everyone can learn something from these incredible conversations as we unpack the expectations we all have about careers, relationships, and ourselves. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Narcosis was created by Fred Greenhalgh and Chris Bernier. Written by Chris Bernier. Additional writing by Fred Greenhalgh. Directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Produced by Fred Greenhalgh and Rhoda Baeza. Executive producers, John Brooks and Molly Barton. Production manager, Devin Shepard. Production coordinator, Angela Yee. Voices by Molly Hager, Shalani Bethina, Ian O'Brien, Zoe Glick, Aaron Newfer, Matthew Yeager, Jonathan Buckley, Kimberly Sue Murray, Kenny Miles, Kristalyn Lloyd, Christina Teleska, Ray Goyos, Woody Fu, Gina Vittori, Jeannie Bollet, Josh Cole, Alan Enlow, Robert Yunus, and Masayuki Yunizawa. Casting by Sunday Bullying Kennedy and Meg Mormon. Principal recording at Real Voice LA and CityVox NYC. Dialogue editing by Corey Barton. Sound design and mixing by Rory O'Shea. Original music by Marcus Pagala and Sam Pagala. Narcosis is a Realm original production. Find more shows like Narcosis on Apple, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are served. If you're listening on Spotify, we've got some questions and polls for you this season, so be sure to let us know how you're thinking about the show and what happened in this episode. Look for it in your Spotify app.